So a friend just said to me a wonderful statement, which was, I have billions of friends in every compost pile. And I just love that. And for me, that relates to everything that is right with the real world and everything that is wrong with this culture, in that we need to understand that nature all works together. And that we do have billions of friends in compost piles, and they are acting as our friends, and they're helping us. The world would not go on without all of these composters. And the other night, I was looking through the fridge, and I found I can't think of a really clever term, but I found a very old package or container of sour cream. It was sort of a nasty color of brownish, bluish, and I did not try to smell it. I just saw. And so I immediately took it and threw it outside, and a couple hours later, I saw a possum eating some of it, and by the next morning it was all gone. And I was just marveling and delighting at how quickly food substances go away. And the other day I was thinking about you know, I have a new dog who sheds a lot. And whenever I pet him, then I will take this and I will throw it out in the forest. And so I was thinking about what happens to hair. So I looked it up, and hair is mainly eaten by fungus and soil-based fungus. If you leave it up in the air, hair will stay, like if you put it on a tree, it'll stay for a while. But if you put it on soil, a few months to a year, and it gets all eaten. And it's just a source of constant delight to me to just perceive the world as constantly eating and feeding. And we've talked about this before, but I just love it that the Buddha talked about going out into the world and seeing that everybody was eating each other, and he was just horrified. And Charlotte Perkins Gilman said, let's change a couple words and see how it reads, which is, I went out into the world and I saw that everybody was feeding each other, and it was good. And the way this relates to the planet being murdered is that we perceive the world as this terribly scary place where everyone wants to kill us. If we see a bear, we're sure the bear is going to kill us. If we see a tree, we're sure it's going to fall on us. If we see soil, it's dirty. It's disgusting. It is soiled. You know, think about somebody's reputation being dirty. Think about, oh, you're so dirty. Oh, you're a dirty person. But soil is the source of terrestrial life. And when we perceive the world as this terribly scary place, we need to construct defenses against it. But if we perceive the world as consisting of billions of friends in the compost pile who are miraculously creating, they're turning this, which we can't eat, they're ultimately turning it into something we can eat. It's an extraordinary miracle, and I am in awe of the miracle that is the cycle of food. And we can either end there, or there's one more thing I have to say, which is, yes, animals, somebody eats even the most vile sour cream, but I have discovered over the years that almost nobody likes sourdough bread. I throw sourdough bread out there, and the possums just look at it like, I think I'll have rotten sour cream, thanks. And The other night I threw some sourdough bread out, and raccoons, trash pandas, raccoons looked at me like, what are you doing to us? And walked away. So everything gets eaten except sourdough bread.